You stare up at the spot in the sky where the mysterious, gorgeous demon had been, blinking at the starry night sky until you remember where you are. She said that you were playing a game, but didn't bother to tell you anything about it. For now, it's probably best to be careful. You should slowly scout out the area and see what you're dealing with and come up with a plan. And so you set out into the woods, fallen leaves crunching beneath your shoes as you walk. Trees tower over you in every direction, spreading out as far as the eye can see. The moon is full and especially bright, illuminating the area for you. Without any clues to go on, you pick a direction at random and walk, using the moon and the stars to orient yourself. You walk and walk some more, going for what have been only a few minutes, but what felt like an hour. The demon said you weren't in any danger, but this place is just unnerving. You don't feel comfortable being alone here. Thankfully, you aren't going to be alone for much longer. A howling cry in the distance proves that you are indeed not alone in these woods. Magical protection or not, you don't want to be hunted down by a wolf. You glance around nervously, looking for any immediate signs of danger. Is this the entertainment she talked about? It's rather grim, isn't it? You start walking faster, constantly glancing over your shoulder. Don't panic. Don't panic. If you start running and screaming, things are only going to get worse for you. Your heart is beating faster and faster. You swear that you can hear noises behind you, rustling leaves, the crack of a fallen branch. And were those footsteps? You're starting to sweat, feet moving faster and faster, practically jogging now. Oh God! That was closer, wasn't it? It's coming for you. Your skin is starting to feel clammy. You keep moving forward, knowing that you need to do something quickly. Frantically pressing forward, constantly scanning your surroundings, you eventually stumble across a stream running through the forest. You reel back, nearly falling right into the water, wincing as another howl sounds behind you, even closer this time. The wolf is close. You can feel it. Instinctively, you know. You are prey. Your heart can't take any more of this. It's now or never. You have to make a choice. Will you succumb to panic and run, giving your all in desperate attempt to find somewhere safe? Or should you take a moment to consider your options, despite your seriously limited time? What else could you possibly do?